USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleading with Western nations to close the skies over his country. He also asked for help directly to members of Congress, asking for military planes and other support. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on that call, the Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press it was surreal.
To have a person there in the front, on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Former Vice President Mike Pence, during a speech in New Orleans, says there's no room for Putin apologists in the Republican Party. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
A star basketball player faces years in a Russian prison. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, that neighboring country that does not bother them, has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison.
American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade. AAA says the national average for a gallon of petrol is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more, however. California's gas price average is now more than $5 a gallon. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday. He was 88. Ryan was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A federal appeals court on Friday ruled that the Biden administration can expel migrants from the country to limit the spread of COVID-19 under a Trump-era policy. However, the migrants can't be expelled to places where they face danger.
The District of Columbia U.S. Circuit Court, in part, upheld the government's use of Title 42, a policy put into effect March 2020 to expel more than 1 million migrants without hearing their asylum cases since the start of the pandemic. The panel, however, determined that the families who challenged the use of Title 42 were likely to succeed on their claims that U.S. laws prevent the government from sending them back to countries where they could face harm. The Title 42 policy was enacted by former President Trump in March of 2020 with the stated purpose of preventing those who cross the border illegally from potentially spreading the coronavirus. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Actor Milo Kunis and her husband Ashton Kutcher promised to match $3 million worth of donations to support Ukrainian refugees escaping the Russian invasion. Kunis was born in Ukraine, but immigrated to the U.S. with her family in 1991. According to the Huffington Post, the couple hopes to raise $30 million altogether. As of early Sunday afternoon, more than $16 million was raised on their GoFundMe page. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.